welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Friday, May 27th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for today's news. The $150 million superyacht Pacific, owned by Novatek CEO and Russian oligarch Leonid Mikhelson, disappeared from the vessel tracking system on May 8th in the Caribbean Sea, only to reappear on May 20th near the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa, with its next destination listed as Port Said in Egypt. By law, all ships of 300 gross metric tons or more, which travel on international voyages, must have AIS transmitters to provide information about their location to authorities and other vessels. Deliberately turning off the transmitter signal without legitimate reason represents a breach of SOLAS, or safety of life at sea, and puts the ship in breach of flag state regulations. The Ocean Race is aiming for a 50-50 split of women and men competing in the round-the-world sailing fleet by 2030. The move aims for an equal number of men and women competing across the event, whether this is achieved through mixed crews or all-female teams. It is part of an unparalleled collaboration in sailing with leading sustainability, diversity, and sailing organizations, the Ocean Race World Sailing Trust, the Magenta Project, and PA Consulting, which builds on existing initiatives and introduces new pathways to open up sailing to women and young people. PA Consulting, which specializes in innovation and transformation, interviewed key stakeholders in the sailing industry and found major barriers, bias, and systematic issues that limit female participation in the sport. The World Sailing Trust 2019 Strategic Review into Women in Sailing, which revealed that 80% of women and 56% of men think that gender equality is an issue in sailing, with 59% of women compared with 14% of men saying that they had experienced gender discrimination. Working together, the Ocean Race, the Magenta Project, PA Consulting, and World Sailing Trust aim to change perception and improve routes into the industry for women. The Ocean Race will create a roadmap for action, which will feature new and existing initiatives that will be supported by the collaborators. Helping to create pathways for women in sailing is the first step in the Ocean Race's diversity and inclusion program, which aims to make the event and industry more accessible to all. Diversity and inclusion is part of the Ocean Race's Racing with Purpose sustainability program, which was created with 11th Hour Racing, a premier partner of the Ocean Race, and is dedicated to improving the health of the ocean. When countries get together and lovers of the planet and our rivers, lakes, oceans, and seas decide to make a difference, it is amazing what can be achieved. Partners from the US and Canada have teamed up to tackle the environmental problem in the Gulf of Maine, which extends from the Bay of Fundy to Cape Cod Bay. Rich with fish, shellfish, and marine mammals, not to mention the variety of wildlife that rely on a healthy water source, the Gulf of Maine, like many other waterways around the world, is being damaged as a result of humans. Since last fall, 816 volunteers have conducted 126 coastal cleanups, removed 8,471 pounds of coastal debris, and collected 5,500 pounds of discarded fishing rope. While there is still much work to be done, this project is proof that international collaboration among government agencies, nonprofit organizations, businesses, communities, and volunteers is essential to achieving a debris-free Gulf of Maine. On Wednesday, a boat carrying 842 Haitian migrants bound for the United States washed ashore along the north coast of Cuba instead. In recent months, ever-growing numbers of Haitian migrants are taking this route to the U.S. in order to escape gang violence and poverty in their home country. Many stray off course, poorly equipped for the voyage or overwhelmed by weather, and end up landing in the Bahamas, Cuba, or elsewhere in the Caribbean Sea. The Haitian migrants aboard the boat, including more than 150 women and children, were transferred by authorities to a tourist camping area operated by the Cuban government, where they were offered humanitarian aid and medical care. The migrants will be safely returned to their home country in accordance with the international agreements on migration. It's boating season in the U.S., and New York state officials are urging people to take the necessary steps to avoid spreading invasive species. The State Department of Environmental Conservation on Thursday asked boaters to clean, drain, and dry boats and trailers and disinfect fishing gear before hitting the water, and said that beginning Friday, May 27th, watercraft inspection stewards will be stationed at more than 225 boat launches throughout the state to educate and assist the public in cleaning their equipment. The DEC said stewards provided courtesy inspections for more than 240,000 boaters in 2021 and intercepted over 14,000 aquatic invasive species. And finally, your dream cruise, the Bermuda Triangle Cruise, and probably the only cruise that I may ever consider, simply for the feeling of tempting fate. The Norwegian Prija liner, heading from New York to Bermuda, is offering a two-day trip for up to £1,450 for cabins. Although not to worry, if the ship vanishes in the famous Bermuda Triangle, you are guaranteed your money back. And hopefully wherever you end up, they accept Earth's currency. The tour includes a twilight Bermuda Triangle cruise on a glass-bottom boat with presentations and speakers. The heart of the Bermuda Triangle, sometimes known as the Devil's Triangle, is thought to be the unexplained reason for the disappearance of more than 50 ships and 20 airplanes, including a U.S. naval ship carrying 306 men. Over the years, it has become synonymous with mysterious disappearances and unfathomable tragedy, with the simple explanation of bad weather just not being enough for some people. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Friday, May 27th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here Monday morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST. I hope you have a great weekend on shore or on the water. And don't forget to stay safe.